What we've alleged is that for several years before Mr. Langford won his primary election to the Jefferson County Commission, Blunt and his broker-dealer firm, Blunt Parrish & Company, had not had any business with Jefferson County. But after Langford was elected, won his primary to the commission, Blunt first began a process by which he assisted Mr. Langford in getting a loan from Colonial Bank, and he did that through contacts with his then-girlfriend, who was a credit officer at the bank. And that from the time Langford was joined the county commission through 2003 and 2004, he ensured that Blunt Parrish, the broker-dealer, participated in every municipal bond offering and swap transaction that the county engaged in.
Of course, one of the reasons that this story is getting such national attention is that Jefferson County, where Langford was formerly on the commission, is facing a possible bankruptcy, the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history because of bond swaps. You had a lot to wade through, I would imagine, to get to the point that you are today making the charges.
Well, it's true that we conducted a thorough investigation, as we always do. Our process in these cases is that we don't have subjects or targets. We engaged in fact-finding investigations. And that's what we did in this case. We review the evidence regarding the bond offerings. We review evidence about financial transactions, including bank records, and we take testimony from witnesses. And then before making a recommendation to the commission to authorize an enforcement action, we also offer the proposed defendants an opportunity for them to write something to the commission explaining why they don't think the commission should authorize an action. In this case, we presented our recommendation to the commission, and the commission did vote and authorized us to file this action, and that's what we've done today.
So what's the next step then?
The next step is to proceed as a regular civil case, and we go through the discovery process, and the defendants we've named are entitled to go through the discovery process as well, and then assuming this case proceeds to trial, then we will present our evidence to a judge or a jury and see what happens.
What are the possible penalties then if it were to go to trial?
The penalties can range. It's very early in the case for us to have, too early for us to have determined what penalty we would recommend.
But you say penalties could range. Could range from what to what?
They certainly could range into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more.
Any other active investigation related to this? Is there any other direction this might go that we might hear more news about?
Our investigation is continuing. I could not tell you whether you will hear anything more because the remainder of our investigation is still in a fact-finding stage, and so we haven't determined yet whether there is evidence of violations by any other person or entity that would merit an enforcement action.
But you're leaving it open that there is the possibility we could hear future enforcement actions against other individuals?
Yes.